So just find a position on the floor, just allow your body to rest. Have your arms and legs kind of opened and releasing. And just allow yourself to notice how your body is on the floor. Maybe some areas that are not completely on the floor. And just how it feels, the sensation on the floor. And then seeing if you can allow your body to just be held up by the floor and just release whatever holdings there are. Maybe start at the top of your head and move slowly down. And just see if you can really surrender and allow your body to be held up by the floor and just trust. Allow those muscles to soften. Maybe checking in with the shoulders, where we tend to hold a lot of, collect a lot of stuff. And moving down to the back and checking in with the abdomen. And seeing if we feel safe enough to let it fall open. Just working your way down the body. Just releasing any holdings, any unnecessary holdings. And just throughout the practice, reminding yourself to check in with the body and if you're allowing it to be held up, or if there are some holdings that you have in the body unnecessarily, and maybe allowing yourself to surrender to trusting that the floor can hold you up. And then start moving your awareness to the breath. And start following as it's coming in, just the sensation of it coming in the nose, down into the lungs, traveling into the belly. Just following the nice, natural breath. And being aware of all the different sensations as it's coming into the body, filling the lungs, as the belly rises. And then all the sensations as it's leaving the body. You might even notice the temperature change, the coolness of the air coming in, and then as it's in the body, in the lungs, all those exchanges going on, feeling the warming of the breath as it leaves the body. And just being aware that the intention to focus the mind on the sensations in the body training the mind to focus on the very things that create our reactivity, which are the sensations that the body picks up well before the mind gets a hold of them and makes a story, and well before our emotions react to the mind's story. Just becoming aware of the body and the wisdom of the body, if we're paying attention. And a real easy way to get connected to your body when we're lost in the stories in our head is to just focus on the sensation of the breath. All kinds of different sensations you can focus on. The rising of the belly, the expansion of the chest, the air moving over the skin, right below the nose. And just noticing when the mind drifts away into a story, as it does, it's the nature of the mind, to try to find something more traumatic. And just catching that the mind has left the breath or the body, very gently, without any judgment, pull it back to whatever you're asking your awareness to be on during this practice. So always catching the mind going into the stories, into unconsciousness, and then pulling it back. Now move that awareness of the body sensations down into the feet. And just opening up to any sensations that are in the feet. You might start with noticing the sensation on the heels, or the weight of the lower legs and feet are touching the floor, and the different sensations of that pressure maybe. You might be able to feel the texture of the carpet or the blanket. Just opening up to any kind of sensation and greeting it with a open curiosity and an acceptance, regardless of what it is. Just allowing that awareness to move through the feet, sensing maybe the balls of the feet, and the toes, putting your awareness maybe in the bigger toe, and then moving into the sensations that are moving through the other toes, just opening up to whatever's there to observe. And the soles of the feet are big receptor site on the body. Sometimes it's easy to feel the energy easier in that part of our body that's constantly moving through us, the vibrations. And the more quiet and settled the mind becomes, the more subtle the sensations that will come into your awareness. You might be able to pick up your heartbeat and the soles of your feet, just tuning in to the rhythm of your body and those vibrations. And the sensations that I'm mentioning are just possibilities, just being open to whatever is there. Even if it's numbness, just being aware of that. And just noticing where the mind is, and if it's drifted away from the sensations in the feet. And very gently pulling it back. And then just allowing the feet, sensing the feet as a whole. And just allowing the feet to release all together. And then moving that awareness into the lower legs. Just opening up to the experience of any sensation. Could just be the sensation of the floor and the back of your legs meeting, and all the sensations that come with that. You might be able to feel the fabric of the blanket or your pants. Might sense tension or heat, anything at all, just being open. You can imagine being open with an innocent curiosity about what's there. Always noticing when the mind has created a story about the sensation or about the experience. And then just coming back to that openness. Slowly moving that awareness up through the knees. into the larger muscles of the upper legs. Just continuously opening to the sensations in the body, to ourselves, with compassion and acceptance of whatever is there for us. Just allowing ourselves to say yes to whatever comes into our awareness. Maybe even sensing the large muscles in those upper legs, knowing how hard they work every day. And just being open to whatever it is they are saying. And then moving up through the pelvis and the hips. Just noticing whatever sensations are there, not trying to change them. We might find that by acknowledging some sensations, just in that acknowledgement, there's a release. And just allowing yourself to be in the sensations of the body. And training the mind to focus. And developing a relationship with the mind as it pulls away and goes into stories, and then catching it, and then pulling it back without the judgment and with the compassion and equanimity. And then moving into the torso, the lower torso. The abdomen. And the lower back. Maybe feeling the expansiveness of the belly as the air is coming in. and the falling as the air leaves. And just allowing that awareness to stay with a certain part of the body, with an openness and with patience, and allowing whatever comes up to come up, even if it's nothing. And slowly making your way up the torso, into the lungs and the ribs and the middle back and all the organs. And bringing that open curiosity. And the ability to catch the mind creating stories. To create more juice. Just imagine that awareness going into the thoracic cavity and opening up to the internal part of the body. Moving up into the upper chest and upper back. You might notice how your body is feeling on the floor. Just noticing if there are any differences. And when you began, just opening up to the sensations in the chest. You might be aware of all the different sensations as your chest expands. And then contracts. And just breathing into the sensations and into the body. and moving that awareness up through into the neck and the throat area. Just allowing the awareness to be in that part of the body, opening up to whatever's there. And being mindful that many times in this position it's easy to drift off and possibly fall asleep. And trying to make the commitment to stay alert, the commitment to yourself and the commitment to your body and what your body is holding for you, to be attentive to the sensations in the body. And sometimes if it becomes difficult to not drift off, maybe opening your eyes, letting some light and energy come in, a little bit of stimulation to keep you more alert. Then moving all the way up the neck and the throat. It might be possible now to tune in to the heartbeat in the chest or throughout your body. And just noticing the effects of tuning in to that natural rhythm of you. And try to allow your awareness to be just with the heartbeat for the next few moments. Notice how easy it is for the mind to drift off and try to catch on to things outside of ourselves and get lost in those stories. And then move that awareness into your shoulders. Just opening up to whatever experience is there for you. And then moving down the arms, the upper arms, towards the elbow. All the many different sensations. You might be able to feel the sensation of the heartbeat through the body, down the arms. Moving that awareness into the forearms. And into the hands. The hands are also typically big receptor sites in the body. It's often easy to feel that life force vibration in the palms of the hands or the pulsing of the heart. You might just feel the sensation of whatever your hands are resting against, or the sensation of surrendering the weight of your hands into the floor. And if you can, imagine breathing into your hands, into the arms, through the hands. Just cultivating more and more spaciousness and openness for whatever is there to be. And then moving that awareness to the forehead, maybe just the skin on the forehead. Might be able to feel the sensation of the air across your skin. Maybe you can feel your hair. Maybe there's tension there or softness. Just opening up to whatever's there. Could be itching or tingling. And moving down into the eyebrows and the eyes. And into the cheeks and the muscles in the cheeks. You might even be able to feel your ears. And then the nose. You might come back to that sensation of the breath right inside the nose or right underneath the nose. Just opening up into the sensations in the mouth. Might even notice the tongue inside the mouth. It's just the practice of paying attention to the sensations in the body. And moving into the jaw, especially the hinge of the jaw. Noticing if there's any holdings there. Maybe imagine breathing into the different parts of the body you're opening up to. Breathing in the breath, creating space. Noticing the different parts of our bodies that get contracted out of our awareness, and the practice of bringing awareness to the body, especially those parts that get habitually contracted. And then just putting your awareness on the entire face at one time. Just opening up to any sensations that come into the awareness on the entire face. And then moving into the top of the head or the crown chakra. And just imagine allowing the air to come in through the top of the head and pulling it down into the body. Out the extremities. And noticing the different parts of your body that feel open and spacious, and the parts that might feel more dense and contracted and maybe numb. And just noticing. Good way to notice the parts of your body that are open or more dense is to kind of send an electrical charge throughout the body, starting at the top of the head on the in-breath, and then sending that charge down through the body on the out-breath, out the extremities, through the hands and the feet. You might notice the openness or more dense parts in the body. And then again, checking in with the sensations of lying on the floor, and the feeling of surrendering to the floor. And maybe take this time to thank yourself for paying attention to yourself. For the last 45 minutes or so, and paying attention to the body. And maybe making a commitment to pay more attention to the sensations in the body, and coming back to the breath and catching ourselves in the stories and how they're related to different holdings in the body, different reactions to sensations in the body. And just take a moment to thank yourself for this practice today, paying attention.